Isn't that a beautiful song? Thank you, Taylor. Thank you. God bless you. Good morning. I thought before I prepared this message that we've gone through a lot of sadness and sorrow. And I said, Lord, I'd like to speak about some joy, and really it developed. And I'm going to talk about the joy of the Lord. Living with complete joy. So if you are sad this morning, I hope that what I'm going to say will make you joyful, will make you happy. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4, and these things we write so that our joy, him and us, may be made complete. And the question is, do you have that complete joy? We'll try to answer it today. And if you don't have it, you have the chance to open your heart and receive the joy of the Lord. In writing his epistles, John is very clear of his objectives. In our text today, the apostle declares how to increase joy, his and mine, and ours. If we think about it, joy is much richer and deeper in quality than happiness. I have nothing against happiness. I'd like to be happy. People ask me, say, I'm happy. Okay, but joy is much deeper and richer than happiness. Human happiness is the result of happenings that brings pleasure and delight. But joy is a gift from God that can cause a heart to overflow even in adverse and difficult circumstances. It is significant that on the night before our Lord was crucified, he said in John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy must remain in you, and that your joy may be full. That's the Lord speaking. Now we're going to look for the first point, the source of this joy. If you lack it, please listen. Jesus is the author and giver of joy that changes the hearts. Joy is not something you learn. It's not something you import. It's not something you can find anywhere. Joy is Jesus is the author of joy. Many have overlooked this characteristic for our Lord Jesus Christ. We have thought of him, we learned, and we read of him as a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We remember him weeping over the city of Jerusalem. True. We see him crying at Lazarus' tomb. We need to remember also that our Jesus had a great personality. And I looked at some commentators, and I found out that he had a winsome and attractive and magnetic personality. So the people, no wonder the people followed him from place to place. Our Lord loved to be with people during happy and festive occasions. You remember when there was a wedding, he was there. So he loves joyful things. And he looked at people around him and saw sadness. So people living in conditions that he did not want them to continue, so he tried to bring this joy into their hearts. The Lord came to spread his joy to all children. And he made joy accessible to all who believe in him. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And when you are a child of God, there is no reason that you should walk in life with your head bowed. If you're a child of God, you have that joy that you get at the moment you accept him as Savior. This is why he came. And he came to give this joyful life to all those who believe in him. His life, I would like you to remember, is the source of joy, and it is available for you and for me. You're looking for joy, you might have happiness, fine, but remember, happiness doesn't last for a long time. We get happy when things happen in our lives and our family, and then suddenly we get used and says, it'll go away. But you get saved, the joy of the Lord immediately comes there. And if you ask me and I ask you, we don't know how. We know one thing. We become children of God, and the Spirit of the Lord immediately takes charge of my life, of your life, and goes into our hearts and remains there forever. Joy is a gift of God. Forever. Remember that. And I hope everyone here, when we leave here, he or she will be joyful. Not happy, though I love happiness, we know. Not happy, but joyful, which will last forever and ever. His joy means a contented spirit. His joy means a pure heart. It means a kind and loving disposition. It means humility and love. A generous appreciation of others and a modest and humble spirit. The moment we meet with Jesus, confess our sins, accept him as our Savior, our life changes. Do you agree with me? You believers, our life changes. Someone who came to our church, and he's not with us today, he said, when I come to church, I see people smiling. I see love. I see a halo on their faces. Whether you know it or not, it's the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it gives us strength to conquer this world. That's the source of joy, is Jesus. Number two, what hinders my joy? You might have tried all kinds of things to be happy, to be joyful. And if you were to go around asking people, what bring a real joy to life, you'd get these following answers. I think you know them all, but I want to refresh your memory. You get a new car. You get a bigger house. A raise in my salary. And you'll be smiling. Winning the lottery. We don't do lottery. Okay. More kids. Maybe less kids. A new restaurant to go to. Probably the ability to help people. But these things will not bring joy to our hungry hearts. You also seek another. Say, I want to try a friend, see what this friend feels about it, whether, okay? You find out that he or she that you started talking to have the same dilemma. If you find that out, I did. And the problem is still there. Disappointment and more anxiety. Then within yourself, you ask this question. Have I missed something that God has for me? Why I'm not happy? Or why am I not joyful? It takes a good look at ourselves and come to say, Lord, I need some relief. I need some answer to these questions in the midst of our confusion. Another person might suggest, go see a doctor. Join a gym. Take a cruise. Have a Hawaiian or Caribbean trip, vacation, all sorts of these things, hoping that it will bring that true joy that you're seeking for. Gail Rogers Foster, the daughter of the man of God, Adrian Rogers, has a book, and I hope in the future we will study it, the men especially. She said, for years in her book, I have had a restless spirit created by an increasing search and hunger for true joy and happiness. The tragedy is that all the things I thought would make me happy are the things that brought me bondage. And after trying all kinds of things, she goes on, I wanted relief. I wanted an answer to my hungry heart for real joy. Real joy. She said, the only thing that could satisfy me, the only thing that could answer me, the only thing when this happened to me, I walked as if I'm walking on air. And she said, I came to Jesus with all these problems, laid them before him, and cast Satan out of my life in the authority of the name of Jesus and his shed blood. If you're looking to be happy in this world, I will tell you one thing. You will experience heartbreaks more than happiness. Until she says, I fell at the feet of Lord Jesus, and she continues saying, praise God, my chains fell off. I've been set free. When Jesus comes into your life, as Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:8, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible. This is a big word, In other words, you cannot express that joy that you have in your heart. When I first got saved, and that's, if I still remember it, though I got saved 69 years ago, I still remember it. I was crying. I was lost. I was sad. I was completely depressed. But when I answered Jesus' call, Adol, give me your life, that time, my tears start running. I felt the joy in my heart. I didn't know what happened. That's why I can't explain it. Because God, through the Holy Spirit, comes into your life and resides there until forever. It did. I look back. I never lost that joy. I passed through many experiences. You might do the same. And we see death. We see all kinds of adversity. But the joy of the Lord remains in your heart. Do you seek that joy? And He will give it to you. Paul writing to the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 4. Remember that. Philippians 4:4. You can't forget it. And he says, rejoice. What? In the word? Rejoice in the Lord. And he says, I want to repeat it if you didn't hear me. I say again, rejoice. Then and then alone, the words of Paul to the Philippians come alive in your heart. Now, you tell me, Adol, I hear you. How can I get this joy? How can I get this joy? Well, in brief, one, you have to make a conscious decision saying, I want this joy. I want this joy. Two, be still and hear the voice calling you. Vince, I want you. I want you. Alan, I need you, and you need to experience that joy. Would you listen? And then the next step. Three, surrender your life to Jesus. Step by step. That's my experience. That's the experience of many who came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender. Give your life to Jesus. Last Wednesday, one of our young men gave a beautiful word on three G's, but I will take one this morning. One of the G's said, give the Lord control of your life. Many of us, we like to control ourselves. And you know what? The end of it is a disaster. But you give Him control. And Nick explained it so well that we had a great Bible study because of that. And it renewed and revived our hearts. Give Him control. Are you willing to give Him control? You say, hey, Lord, I want to experience this joy. Well, give the Lord control of your life. And finally, believe that He will save you from sin and will grant you that joy that you have been longing for. And then I want to add something. Join a church. Join a church. Like, get on board. Enjoy it. Enjoy it with the people who are on board, who are church members. And you will see that you are among some people who are filled with joy and happiness, and your life will change forever. Before I end, I would like to say this. Many years ago, I read a story. A little boy was given a priceless possession to his deceased grandfather's gold pocket watch. How he treasured it, how he loved it, he carried it all wherever he went. But one day, while playing at his father's ice plant, that was a long time ago, he lost the watch amidst the ice and the sawdust. He searched, he scratched, he prayed. He became frantic, but no watch. Then he suddenly realized what to do. He was a wise young boy. He stopped scurrying around and became very still, quiet. In the silence, his heart heard something, and he heard the watch ticking. Friends, God has given each one of us a priceless gift in Jesus Christ. How easy it is to lose our joy in the scurrying around of life. Yet it is always there to find. If we will but pause a little bit, be silent, and listen to the beautiful presence in our hearts, the beautiful presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me. I will give you the joys of life, and you will find real joy that no man can take away from you. If I ask the believers here before we end, are you joyful? Well, you ask me, I tell you I am. Regardless what I go through, regardless what we go through, we are joyful. You want to call us happy? Happy, that lasts forever. This happiness is different. But it's within your reach. Take Jesus. Have him come into your life. And the joy starts. And I assure you, by the authority of the word of God, I assure you, you will never lose the joy. Will you come? Will you give him, as we heard Wednesday, will you give him the control of your life? Let's bow our heads for prayers. Father, we are thankful that you have paid the price, your own son, to give us the joy that no one can express it. It's inexpressible, as the Bible says. And help us, Lord, to seize this opportunity and ask the Lord to take control of our lives. Help us not to leave here except we are sure we have secured this joy that will never leave us until that day when our joy shall be complete and we'll be in heaven altogether. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.